Hello guys, welcome to episode 3 of Get Down With
Nels.
And we are here with a very special guest, one of my best friends ever and one of the best guys I ever have met, Mark Kelly. Yay! And today we are gonna talk about him coming out to his family and what it is actually to be part of the LGBT community. And we also gonna know some juicy details.
Okay, let's get started.
So state your name, your age, where are you from?
My name is Mark Kelly. I'm 22 years old. I've lived all my life in Holland.
Yes.
But basically, I'm born in Aruba.
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically it. I'm just a Rotterdam city boy. I can say that.
That's cool. So, Mark, tell me a little bit about when did you first realize that you... like the opposite sex or not it's, the opposite sex, the same sex.
It started with an age of 14-15.
Yes.
That's when I had my first experience with a boy. I remember the boy name. His name was Yesin. He was a Turkish guy.
Yes.
And he was my best friend. And one day we saw a movie and there was just like a gay part scene in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, we just see each other eye to eye and we just started making out. And I remember that day, 2 or 3 minutes later, my grandma just busted my ass on the same day. And my grandma is strictly Jehovah, so she never told anybody about it. And yeah, since then...
she just moved on.
Yeah, she just moved on. And since then, I tried to start dating girl. It went good, but mixed feelings the whole time. So you don't know what you want, or you're not sure enough in your life. And you have parents also in your life. And you know, Arubian people are so strict with everything.
Yes, they can be close-minded sometimes.
Yeah, so that was a biggest fear of mine. So that's why when I was 18, I came out to my mother. But I had to tell her like 3 times or 4 times so she can process it in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't happy at all with it.
Okay, and tell me about this. Because you just stated that you dated a girl before, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience? How did you went from knowing that you like boys to dating a girl or trying to date girls? Why did you do it actually?
The thing is, I had a crush on this girl for a long time, since kindergarten, and we started to know each other, but we always wanted to stay friends. But I was the one like always pushing, like, oh, let's go on a date or let's do something.
Yeah.
But she never approached it. So when I turned 18 was the time I started to know her, and she said, what the heck, let's just try it, just for once. And since then, I've been 2 years with her, and everything was great and amazing. I loved her very much. Till this day, I love her. She knows that. And shout out to Leandra. But she knows this.
You just exposed the girl, just like
care.
That.
I don't care. And she was the person that encouraged me, like, Mark, if you don't know what you want in life, just go figure yourself out. Go find yourself, and maybe in the future, we could always be to come together. You never know. But for now, I'm feeling right now, the healthiest thing we can do for us is just you going your way and I'm going my way, and just explore yourself. And that's the most thing I appreciated about her, because she always understands me. She never like judged me. She always tried to talk to me, to get to know me on another level and to know my issues. And that's why I have mad respect for her to this day.
Okay. I think that's something great for you to say about her.
No, she's an amazing person, of course.
Yes. Now tell me, when you came out to your mom, how did your family actually take the news? Yes.
It was not great. My stepdad already knew, but he never told anyone about it. But my mom, so she just took it like it was a surprise, but it was not a surprise, because my mom, she busted my ass sometimes with porn, or she busted some pictures, and she had it out, but she always was in her mind like, no, this is not gonna happen to Mark, no, Mark's okay. And I confused her a little bit, so, because I brought Leandra to her, and that confuses her a little bit. But yeah, it wasn't a great experience, because my mom was my biggest enemy at that time.
Yes.
She bullied me, you know that, she bullied me. She just humiliated me on social media, on Facebook and stuff like that. Until this day, I can see that she is accepting it, but not quietly, 100% fully accepting it. So yeah, it wasn't easy coming out, not easy at all. But yeah, I don't have Dutch parents too. You know, that's, everything is cooking aimer.
And your dad? How did your dad take the news?
My dad, he find out through a cousin of mine, And when I went this year on the exam on vacation, the first time I saw him, I was so nervous. He's gonna just kill me, or just he's gonna say bad things. He's gonna snap at me. And actually, the most afraid I was from first was my dad. And the reaction I get from it was totally the opposite. Because he just told me one thing, Mark, you just have to live your life. And if you respect me, I respect you too. So it's your decision, your life. And that made me cry because I didn't expect that at all from him.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was always the macho man version. He always told me, yeah, when you get girls, you know?
Yeah.
The type of things. But yeah, that's basically it with my dad. But till this day, my dad, when I came back to Holland, he told me he loved me and just be you. And if you have any doubts, just call me. We can see what we can do. So he's, I know right after 10 years not speaking to him, I know he has my back right now.
That's great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then I think that makes you also feel really good.
Yeah, I feel good about myself because, you know, I was in a dark place for a little bit.
Yes.
But I came out of it, thank God.
And how was it the first steps into the LGBT community? How was it when you finally came out to your mom or dad? Mm. How did your life change? What did you do differently?
I didn't say anything changed drastically, but it was almost the same, just dating a boy. But just you have to be careful knowing that your parents have another perspective of you. So you cannot bring any boys home or get to know your own family. So that was difficult almost all the time. So I don't know. It wasn't like, oh my God, real confetti, I'm gay. No, it wasn't like that. It was like more like, you know, problems after problems and doubting yourself the whole time and not feeling self-confidence about yourself.
Feeling like you made the wrong choice, you can say?
Yeah, I felt it a lot of times. So it was like, because I had the pressure of my mom.
But
like,
we know it's not a choice.
No, it's not a choice.
Okay.
But I had the pressure the whole time of my mom, like, you have to make a kid, you have to do this, you have to do that. So the pressure on me was a lot. I was carrying that almost 8 to 10 years, I was carrying that pressure. And now, I'm 22, she knows everything, my father knows everything. My mom, till this day, so I told earlier, she doesn't accept it fully. But time after time, you're gonna see that it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. Just time. It just needs some time.
I think personally, it's gonna get better because I don't have kids. But I think for a parent, it's very difficult to imagine their child on another way.
Yeah, it's difficult because
for some parents, then.
No, but that time when I came out, I was the only child. Also, you know.
Yes.
So that's more difficult on her. But now that I have my little sister, maybe she has hope again. But that doesn't say anything about me because maybe tomorrow I'll wake up because I don't see myself fully gay.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the person I like. At this time...
So you see yourself as pansexual, you can say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
So you like whatever you see, you like it.
It just has to have a character.
Okay.
That's it, basically.
Doesn't matter if it's transgender or a woman or a man.
Transgender, I don't have nothing against them, but that's another level.
Okay.
I wouldn't take responsibility.
You're not ready to go
there. No, I'm not ready to go there.
Okay, we understand. You understand. And what can I say to you? When I first met you, do you remember when I first came?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were gay because you never told me.
No, I didn't tell anybody.
And I remember my mom was telling me like, Nella, I think Mark is gay. And I was like, no, he's not gay. He has a girlfriend. He likes girls. And then I remember one day we came to your house, and you know we had a little dream. It was before the birthday party.
Oh yeah, before the birthday party. Yeah.
And you sit me down and you told me I have to tell you something, and I was like, "Bitch, bitch, what? Tell me." And I remember you told me I'm bisexual. Like I like guys and I like girls.
Yeah.
And I was like. Bitch, whatever, nigga. Like, I still love you the same. The fact that you are bisexual doesn't affect me at all.
No.
Because you will always be my friend, and I will always love you no matter what. No. It doesn't matter if tomorrow you call me and you tell me, Nella, I want to be a girl. Whatever. I will always have your back, and
ain't
I always
happen,
will love
though,
you.
But okay. Ain't gonna happen.
You know... If you decide in the future, because people change, and when you change, you get older, your mind also change. I don't think so.
Look, I like my dick too much. I don't want to have pussy. Thank you.
But...
I carry all the titties, the titty weight. Hell no.
Oh, no. You don't
bras.
Want that.
No.
You
no.
don't want it. But I just want you to know that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I accept you. And for me, it's very important for you to know that.
Yeah.
Yes? And then no matter how things go, no matter if tomorrow I go to another place,
mm-hmm.
you know you can always call me and I will always be
you
here.
You can always call me too, babe. I'm always there for you. You're my childhood friend. You're my best friend. I know you since I was 12
guys,
years old.
Guys, I love this guy so much. Like, he doesn't even know how much I love him.
No, I know. I know.
No, you don't know. But tell me. Tell me about your first serious relationship that you had.
Yeah, that was first with a girl.
Mm.
But I consider my first serious relationship was the relationship with a guy I was last.
Yes.
So that was a relationship for 2 years, almost 2 years. And that was the most toxic relationship I ever had in my life. It was not healthy, fighting all the time, just putting hands on each other. So that's why I went to Aruba. That was one of the reasons.
To run
away from the problems. Because I'm a person, like, if I cannot handle it, I will always try, I will always fight. But after 1.5 year, you're just like, this is not gonna ever gonna change. It's just either or now or later, and it wasn't going nowhere. So I didn't tell him anything. I just told him I went to vacation. That was the case. I went to vacation. But a lot of thinking and sitting alone under rocks. You know, Aruba have a lot of rocks. Sitting and talking to myself and trying to understand why these things happen to me.
Mm.
I was like, let's try Aruba. Let's give it a chance. Maybe you're going to be happy with yourself. Get yourself out of a toxic relationship. And it helped. It helped a lot of things, but the problem is you're back home, you have the other problems with your parents. So it was difficult. But now that I stayed 6 months over there and I came back, I just don't have any feelings anymore, because that was the biggest fear. If I come back, I'm going to fall in the same old, how do you say that, routine?
Yeah, the same path. You're going back to him.
Yeah. So, and till this day, that's not the case at all. And I'm so happy with that. I can just see him and pass by and it was like nothing. Because if I ever go back there in their relationship, it's almost going to be toxic, toxic. Till one day one of us dies.
Yes.
So toxic was it.
Yes.
But I'm glad I'm over that. And I'm starting my life again. A new chapter. And let's hope that this chapter will stay forever. Because I don't want to date anyone else. I'm just over it.
Before we move on to the next chapter of your life.
Mm-hmm.
What is your tip to those people who are in relationships where they are being abused mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally?
Just, I always say to myself, don't ever give up. Try to find a possibility to fix it. If it's not curable, get yourself out of there, because it's not healthy. You're gonna, your self-esteem is gonna get low. You're gonna doubt yourself a lot. You're always gonna think you're the problem. And maybe you are the problem, but sometimes you're not.
Most of the time you're not.
Yeah. So yeah, and don't ever let people put their hands on you. My father always told me, if someone put their hands on you, I don't care. I'm not a violent person, but I don't let people like step over me and
Yes.
So yeah, that's basically my favorite. And communication. If you are in a relationship, communication is the key. If you don't have any communication, it's not gonna work.
And to finalize our podcast for today, is there a new love in your heart?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't like to kiss and tell.
He doesn't like to kiss and tell, guys.
So, yeah. If it is something or is it not, you will find out soon.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you are feeling yourself.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're looking very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking very centered. Mm-hmm. You came with goals, and that's amazing. I'm very happy for you to be here. I'm gonna be sad when I leave, though. I'm gonna be very
you're
sad
not gonna
when
leave my ass.
I'm gonna leave, guys.
No, you're not gonna leave.
I'm going back to Aruba, and he knows that.
No,
but
I'm gonna buy a chain and a lock. So
he's gonna chain me. So if you know, if I don't go to Aruba in August,
if she's dead or hidden in a closet or lost, she's in my closet somewhere.
You guys know already. But I'm very glad you're here, and I really, 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 really hope that shit works out for you and goes your way.
Because
I know that you can.
I know I can.
And even when sometimes you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you.
I know,
baby.
I love you.
I love you too. Yeah. Anyways, guys, this was episode number 3. Thank you so much for tuning in, and listening to another episode.
Don't mind my bad English. I tried, but now I'm a little bit drunk because this girl has me on like 6 beers already.
That's not true. He's a drunk person. He's an alcoholic.
No, I'm not an alcoholic. No, but yeah. Just follow this chick. She's talking the real shit.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Get Down for Nouns. I will see you, I don't know, whenever I wanna see you.